There is, at the west side of Itale, down at the root of Vesulus the Cold, a lusty plain abundant of vitale, where many a tower and town thou mayst behold, that founded were in time of fathers old, and many another delectable sight, and Saluzzo this noble country height. A marquis, whilom lord, was of that land, as were his worthy elders him before, and obeisant, aye ready to his hand, were all his lieges, both less and more. Thus in delight he lives, and has done yore, beloved and dread through favour of fortune, both of his lords and of his commune. Therewith he was, to speak as of lineage, the gentlest born of Lombardy, a fair person, and strong, and young of age, and full of honour and of courtesy. Discreet enough his country for to guy, save in some things that he was to blame, and Walter was this young lord's name. I blame him thus, that he considered naught in time coming what might him betide, but on his last present was all his thought, as for to hawk and hunt on every side. Well nigh all other cures let he slide, and eke he nod, and that was worst of all, wed no wife for naught that may befall. Only that point his people bore so sore, that flock meal on a day they to him went, and one of them, that wisest was of law, or else that the lord best would assent, that he should tell him what his people meant, or else could he show well such matter, he to the marquis said, as you shall hear, "Oh, noble marquis, your humanity assureth us, and give us hardiness, as oft as time is of necessity, that we to you may tell our heaviness. Accepteth, lord, now of your gentleness, what we with piteous heart unto you plain, and let your ears not my voice disdain. All have I naught to do in this matter, more than another man has in this place. Yet forasmuch as you, my lord so dear, have always showed me favour and grace, I dare the better ask of you a space of audience to show an our request, and you, my lord, to do right as you list. For certes, lord, so well us liketh you and all your work, and ever have done, that we ne could we not ourselves devisen how we mighten live in more felicity. Save one thing, lord, if it your will be, that for to be a wedded man you lest, then were your people in sovereign heart's rest. Boweth your neck under that blissful yoke of sovereignty, not of service, which that men cleep espousal or wedlock, and thinketh, lord, among your thoughts wise, how that our days pass in sundry wise. For though we sleep or wake or run or ride, aye flees the time, it nill no man abide. And though your green youth flower as yet, in creepeth age always, as still as stone, and death menaces every age, and smites in each estate, for there escapeth none. And all so certain as we know each one that we shall die, as uncertain we all be of that day when death shall on us fall. Accepteth then of us the true intent, that never yet refuseden thy hest, and we will, lord, if that you will assent, choose you a wife, in short time at the least, born of the gentlest and of the most of all this land, so that it ought to seem honour to God and you, as we can deem. Deliver us out of all this busy dread, and take a wife, for high God's sake. For, if it so befell, as God forbid, that through your death your lineage should slake, and that a strange successor should take your heritage, oh, woe were us alive! Wherefore we pray you hastily to wive.